Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's a beautiful little morning. It's a little cloudy, a little windy.
It's a lot cloudy.
But it's really as nice as it's going to be today. We're not going to get a whole lot warmer and it's going to rain. But yeah. I'm so happy it's not snowing.
Hard to believe that a week ago we had
a week ago we were sleeping in the studio and we were shoveling and scraping and starting vehicles and it was cold and I was very miserable and yeah.
Okay, it's a different week. It's not sunny today, but at least
this is sunny compared to last week.
That's true.
It's all relative. All right. So when you have clear skies, you can see things better.
Yeah.
Like UFOs.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Nobody's got a better view of a UFO than an airline pilot. Recently, American Airlines pilots reported seeing a long cylindrical object coming close to their aircraft as it flew over New Mexico. This happened on Sunday during a flight that was traveling from Kentucky to Phoenix.
Yeah.
In a statement to authorities, the FBI say that they are now investigating the incident. The FAA says in a statement that the air traffic controllers did not see any object in the area on their radar scopes, but American Airlines confirms that the radio call came from one of their flights, but is deferring all questions and statements to the FBI.
Dun, dun, dun. I don't even know what to say. You know, you kind of want to believe the pilot. You know, he wasn't alone. And so I'm sure he wasn't the only one that saw it.
Probably not.
And how do you know, the air traffic controllers were like, I see nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. So, interesting.
This is my lifelong stance on UFOs and the possibility of alien life. It's a great big sky, and we don't know everything.
It's true.
I don't have a problem believing that God created other planets with life on them, mm-hmm. but I don't know for a fact that he did.
Right.
To me, nothing in the Bible or in my belief in God tells me that it can't exist, but there's nothing that implicitly says it does exist.
I agree.
I've never seen proof one way or the other, so I'm just leaving it open-minded.
Yeah.
God can do whatever he wants. He could have done this thousands of times.
Yeah, and it really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
In the scheme of things, you know, we've survived this long.
Right.
If they're there, they're there. If they're not, they're not. So
I'm still more hung up on and concerned about did Adam and Eve have belly buttons than I am if there's aliens. That leaves me awake at night. I'm just like, well, did they? I guess I'll need to know this.
Do you need to know, though?
When I get to heaven, that's my first question at the press conference.